Hockey League. Gentleman Jim Dallas, been following the story of Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, it's interesting. He is a Russian, Kevin. He's a Russian national, if you will, plays in the National Hockey League here in our country, and he is a superstar by every metric. But it's pretty interesting because people are kind of asking him about his relationship with Vladimir Putin. And Ovechkin has publicly supported Putin on various media accounts that he has. He even has a picture of him with Putin, and he's got his big old smile, missing a tooth. He's a hockey player. You know, that just goes hand in hand, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but in any event, they're pressing him a little bit. He says he kind of sidestepped the question of whether he supports Putin, but he says, hey, he's our president, and I support our president. So that kind of sounds like he's a little embarrassed to say, well, you know, I don't really support him, but I'm kind of afraid to say I don't support him.
Did he come out against the war, though? Did he ask for no more war or something like that?
Yeah, he said he wants peace. He says, please, no more war. It doesn't matter who's in the war, Russia, Ukraine, different countries. I think that that we should be at peace in the world, period. So he doesn't want anybody to go to war.
World peace. That's a noble objective.
Sounds like he should run for beauty pageant somewhere.
I was just going to say, yeah. that would be a perfect Miss America pageant question. Oh, my God. Stick around. He's an American hero. He's also a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is Captain Sam Brown. He will join us, and I'll ask him about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and a lack of leadership by the Biden administration. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
And I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden's plans to nominate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court sets up a looming confirmation fight where the White House will try to win over Republican support in a 50-50 Senate. Bernie Bennett tells of three who may comply.
Three Republicans voted last year to confirm Jackson to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. None of the three has indicated whether they would vote to put Jackson on the Supreme Court to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. And Graham issued a statement Thursday bemoaning that the radical left has won President Biden over yet again. Graham and Collins voted for each of then-President Obama's Supreme Court nominees, Justice Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Elena Kagan, while Murkowski voted against both. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, today is the second day of CPAC 2022, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. CPAC has gathered thousands of lawmakers and conservative activists to focus
on the upcoming political primaries in advance of this fall's midterm elections. One of the participants at CPAC is Lee Wamsgans, Executive Director of Nonprofit Political Action Committee, Patriot Mobile Action. She tells SRN News the primaries just getting underway are a major focus of her committee.
What we're doing is helping identify conservative candidates. And just like this last election, there was a lot of spotlight on fraud. I've done elections for 34 years. There's always been fraud. We've always known we've had to overvote in a certain percentage to overcome the election fraud. Now more than ever, we cannot leave one vote on the table. Every conservative has to vote.
CPAC 2022 continues through the weekend and will feature an appearance tomorrow evening by former President Trump. Stocks finishing sharply higher today. The Dow up 834 points. The NASDAQ 221 points higher. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You can now lose your job for refusing to call a biological male she. And confused children are being pumped full of drugs to block puberty. How have we gotten to this point? The compelling new documentary, The Tragedy of Gender Confusion, has now been banned from online streaming. See the program the corporate media wants to hide from you. Get the DVD at SalemNowStore.com.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas in January had the lowest number of visitors and hotel occupancy rate since March, according to numbers from the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reported in the Review Journal. With convention traffic down some 55% from pre-pandemic levels, the lack of meetings attendance was a big factor in that decline in overall visitation. Overall hotel occupancy reached 59.3%. That's 27 points ahead of 2020, but 24 points below 2019. With the return of the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon this weekend, do expect some road closures. There are three different races scheduled. It could impact your drive. The 5K run tomorrow in downtown Las Vegas, and a 10K and a half marathon that Sunday up and down Las Vegas Boulevard and downtown. Road closures for tomorrow's 5K, they begin at 8 in the morning, and they run through 7:30 at night downtown. The 10K and a half marathon mean road closures on the Las Vegas Strip between Harmon and Park Avenues. They start about 2 in the afternoon through about 11 in the evening.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And no major delays right now on Interstate 15, but a little congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. And lane restrictions will slow you down on the 515 both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Only two lanes are available through that corridor.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us as we continue live and local for a Friday. Joining us now, happy to have him on, Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate, former U.S. Army captain. He has an amazing personal story, and he is one of the people that are going to make this Senate race very, 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 very interesting. Captain Sam Brown, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
News of the day, I got to ask you about it, and I'm sure you got an opinion on it. What is going on half a world away in Ukraine? War, you know what war is all about. You know it firsthand. Tell me what your impressions are of what you've seen through the first 2 days of this war, this occupation, this invasion of Russia in Ukraine.
We're watching, perhaps really for the first time, up close and personal, not from the perspective of just journalists deployed into our war zone, but from people, firsthand, who live, work, are Ukrainians themselves, documenting this. And it's a tragedy. War is a nasty, ugly, ugly thing, and it's destructive by nature. And, in this case, it's especially tragic because this is avoidable, and largely, I believe, and I think many others see it as well, a result of a weak American leadership.
I don't know if you've seen the Ukrainian people cowering in train stations, underground train stations. And I feel so badly for these people. Are we doing enough for them? Are we doing enough? Are we keeping in mind the Ukrainian people?
I couldn't tell you what Biden is prioritizing as a leader of our armed forces, leader of our country, and to the extent that America is leader of the free world. When I heard his press conference yesterday, I heard, I guess a concern not for them as much as, his relationship with China and even making sure that he didn't sanction Putin. So I don't know what his concern is for the civilians here, but certainly we should all be praying for him. And unfortunately, this is a time where Ukrainians are going to have to probably, choose their own destiny. Are they going to fight to secure their freedom from Russia or not?
I'm curious though. How do we control Putin? Is there anybody that has sway with Vladimir Putin? I mean, how do we stop this guy?
Well, right now it's going to be tough. I mean, he's made strategic decisions based off of the foreign policy decisions that we've made here in America, and he's probably war-gamed this out. I mean, let's remember, he's a KGB guy. He's been around, military, war and spycraft for decades. So I have no doubt he's war-gamed out the situation. And what I believe is happening and what has emboldened him is that, one, our energy policies, not only here domestically in the U.S., but also with regard to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline into Europe, and also in Germany, their policy to get rid of nuclear power has really put Europe in a position of being dependent on a relationship with Russia. And now we're no longer a net exporter of our own domestic energy, so we cannot do a good job of helping to supply Europe with excess resources from the United States. And he's now able to lean into China as a sort of a backstop or a supporter when it comes to, you know, dealing and weathering the storm of sanctions. You know, Biden talked about, oh, you know, these sanctions are going to make it difficult for them to participate in the global economy. They're not going to have access to technology to advance their military. It's like, Biden, where do you think a lot of these products are made? If he's looking for technology for high-tech stuff to advance his military, as long as he has a relationship with China, they're going to have access to it.
I got to ask you, because the White House just minutes ago announced sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin and his national security team. My question to you is, was that an error on the part of the Biden administration early on in this, 2 weeks ago, to be talking about sanctions? Are they going to help? Are they going to keep him in line?
I don't believe so. It's, you know, to the extent there is an error, we once again see just a demonstration of a reactionary president. You know, the Americans and the world sort of responded yesterday in disbelief that Putin had not been sanctioned himself. And so he's reacting to that instead of, you know, being strategic and thoughtful and planning. But I think, you know, the sanctions at this point were too little too late. The forecasting of that gave Putin everything he needed to be able to make his own strategic calculations, and he was, you know, he must have calculated that he could weather the storm.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us. He's a Republican U.S. Senate candidate, former U.S. Army captain. Who is Vladimir Putin, and can he be? Is he a modern day Hitler, or is he into world domination? What is it that makes this guy tick? Do you have a feel for that?
I'm not a psychologist. I know that he does not share, you know, our American values of respect for human life, respect for people's liberties and freedoms. He's not someone that I think would be a friend to us, and is demonstrating that. And so he'll do whatever he wants to do for his own power, and maybe legacy. This is someone that history will judge him. It'll judge him poorly. But to what extent he ends up on a negative top 10 list, time will tell.
We've all seen the video of the tanks rolling into Ukraine, and I'm curious, where is NATO? Where is the UN? Where are other, you know, where is England and Germany and all of these other countries there to stay? Is there anybody that can stop them short of the United States?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we've seen is that there's not a commitment, at least from the United States, to go into the Ukraine with military forces. But that we've drawn this line in the sand that should Russia cross over into NATO countries, which, let's just be clear, Ukraine is not a member of NATO, that would be the line in the sand where we would see an engagement of our armed forces, other NATO countries banding together to repel Russia's advancement into NATO member countries. Ukraine has asked to become a member of NATO. That is something that requires a unanimous decision from all member countries. And let's, like, this is a tragedy, but we also need to, you know, take an honest assessment that Ukraine has dealt with massive corruption. It is not, you know, a beacon of a, you know, what we would consider like a good, fair, sort of democratic country. They're not leading in that regard. They have a lot of maturing to do in their own, you know, democratic government. And so I think that's why there's been historical resistance to bringing them into the fold of NATO.
What about the threat of an emboldened China? Do you view that as something that's out there that we have to worry about now, the possibility that Taiwan may fall to the Chinese? Do you have that fear at this point?
Absolutely. And this is something that I think needs to be one of the immediate lessons learned, and I hope and pray that people out of the White House and the Pentagon and Department of State are having conversations now, admitting how they have failed in this Russia-Ukraine tragedy, and saying if this were to happen in a China-Taiwan aggression scenario, where is our red line? What do we do now to prevent that from being crossed and appropriately supporting that effort? And ultimately, that's something that the Biden administration is going to have to figure out. And I just hope that they don't fumble that the way that they have fumbled this.
Tell me about the campaign. I just saw the other day the North Las Vegas Police Officers Association endorsed you this week. And I'm just curious, endorsements aren't everything, but they're not bad to have, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, I think this is a case of a type of endorsement that I pursued. I'm happy to share with Nevadans that they have endorsed me, because at the end of the day, our law enforcement officers and first responders in general are doing so much within our communities. They are heroes. And you know, one example is we had a North Las Vegas police officer the other day who responded to an enormous tragedy that left five children without parents, and he has stepped up and brought them in, and is being a foster parent to them with his young wife. And these are the type of heroes that live among us every day. And my message to them was, "I've got your back. I support you." And it's very humbling and amazing that despite the fact that I'm running against two former attorney generals from Nevada, they've got my back too, even though they could have chosen to endorse the top law enforcement officers of previous years.
Sam, let me ask you, we had the Steve Sisolak State of the State address earlier this week. I'm curious if you can give us a State of the Race report as it stands today.
Yeah, this has been an incredible journey for my family and also just for our growing team. This continues to be a grassroots campaign, but one that, unlike some that we see around the country, where you'll have a lot of grassroots sort of volunteer activity and support, but not the financial fundraising capability to mount a great effort, or you might have a so-called fundraising grassroots campaign where there's a lot of investment in people's money, but not enough people to work the field, that they fail. We have both. Great fundraising. We've also got people who are working. We're leading in the state in terms of voter contact, knocking doors, making phone calls. There's not another campaign that is truly grassroots. And just to give you an example, my primary opponent has had fewer than 600 Nevadans donate to him, according to the records from last year. And we've had thousands and thousands. So Nevadans see an opportunity to have a new form of conservative leadership that doesn't come from the political class, and I'm happy and honored that they trust me.
Give me your sense of the path to victory. Do you view this as something where somebody's going to have to get 50% plus one, or is this something that's going to be one in the 30s and maybe low 40s?
Oh no, I anticipate that there's going to be over 50% margin here for victory. And you know, at the end of the day, we're just building a team that the June primary is just the beginning of a really special journey all the way through November. And you know, we're connecting with working class families who have been so negatively impacted by the decisions of our career politicians that they're looking for someone who can relate to them. You know, someone like myself who, you know, a lot of people know me, you know, Captain Sam Brown, you know, he's the military guy who was wounded. But we're connecting on other issues. You know, my kids are their age, you know, with the schools failing us, a small businessman. There's a lot that we can connect on, and I can represent Nevadans on. And that's what will carry us through.
In our final couple of minutes, what is it you need right now from my listeners? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Tell me what it is your campaign needs and how people can reach out to you.
Join our voice. Be an ambassador for what we're about. We are for people who are not only representing us, but accountable to us. And for far too long, we've had people who go collect money from all sorts of special interest groups in D.C., and, you know, they tout endorsements from folks who can't even vote here. And their accountability is to them. So help join our team. Allow me to be accountable to you. Go to CaptainSamBrown.com. You can donate. We have offices here in Vegas. We have offices up north as well. And people can come literally get involved and help take back their state and take back their country in a way that honors those who've gone before us.
I want to ask you about breaking news, current events today. Ketanji Brown Jackson is the president's pick for the next Supreme Court justice. It is a black female, as promised. Any problem with the mandate, both sex and race?
Yeah, I just don't think that's focusing on the right things. We should be focused on, you know, people who are qualified, people who respect the Constitution, and race and gender should have nothing to do with that. So I'm saddened by a focus on, you know, looking for a particular type of person when it comes to demographics. We should be more concerned about their philosophy on presiding over cases and their allegiance to the Constitution.
Sam, best of the weekend for you. Hope you have a great weekend. Where are you going to be spending your weekend?
I'll be here in Vegas and also up into to Beatty as well through Saturday, and then I'll be returning back north for Sunday.
Very good. Well, hey, be safe out there on the campaign trail. We will talk soon, I promise. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
That's Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate and a former U.S. Army captain. Good guy. And again, when you're running for the U.S. Senate, there are no days off, I guess. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next lieutenant governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case?